Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
An American Christian president tries not to preach to Muslims in Jakarta.
Among some Muslims, there's a disturbing tendency to measure one's own faith by the rejection of somebody else's faith. The richness of religious diversity must be upheld.
The diversity of the community of Muslims around the world is what President Obama is counting on as he tries to combat images of crusaders and superpower arrogance.
Hoping the Muslim melting pot and the American melting pot can be mixed without anything boiling over. Obama's day of living dangerously in Jakarta. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. You could say it was a speech about secularism as much as it was about religion last night. It's Wednesday, November 10th.
And let's get right to the news this morning. President Obama was getting ready to leave Indonesia. He's in South Korea now, and he's probably going to meet a group of angry world leaders there a day before G20 talks start. World leaders are upset by the Federal Reserve's plan to pump more money into the U.S. economy. President Obama touched on this during the speech in Indonesia last night.
Gone are the days when seven or eight countries would come together to determine the direction of global markets. That's why the G20 is now the center of international economic cooperation.
That cooperation will be put to the test. China downgraded the U.S. credit rating yesterday. They accuse Washington of trying to manipulate the dollar to create jobs. And leaders from Germany to Brazil say the Fed's plan puts the world economy at risk. The president got a slightly better reception during his speech last night.
Indonesia, bagian dari diri saya.
That is the president saying, Indonesia is a part of me. He also worked on improving America's images within the Islamic world.
I've made it clear that America is not and never will be at war with Islam. Instead, all of us must work together to defeat al-Qaeda and its affiliates.
Indonesia is the world's largest Muslim nation.
In Haiti, health officials now say there are 73 confirmed cases of cholera in Port-au-Prince and hundreds more in the capital showing symptoms of the disease. Christian Lindmeyer is with the World Health Organization in Haiti.
The numbers will keep rising. It will get to most of the cities, if not all. As one doctor I talked today in a hospital put it, is the germ is following the people.
How many people? Across the island, almost 10,000 are infected. Al-Qaeda in Iraq apparently continuing its terror campaign against Baghdad's Christian community. 11 roadside bombs went off within an hour of each other in Baghdad's Christian neighborhoods this morning. 4 people killed, 19 injured. We'll get a live report from Baghdad in about 15 minutes. 59 million Americans do not have health insurance, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says. That's up 400,000 from last year. And who launched a missile in the skies above Southern California and why? Big mystery this morning. A video, in case you haven't seen it, captured what appears to be a missile about 35 miles west of L.A. streaking into the sky. What does the Pentagon spokesman say? Colonel David LePan, Pentagon spokesman with reporters, says the military doesn't know what that object was.
So far, we've come up empty with any explanation.
What do you think? Head to our website, thetakeaway.org, to see the video for yourself. You could call and let us know what you think at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE. Apparently, they test fire missiles all the time
in
Southern
California.
You know what I
think? Here's
what I think. Private
and public. I think that the military sometimes shoots stuff off just to, like, keep the conspiracy theorist, give him something to do. You know, every once
possibly
in a while, they shoot something into the sky.
The conspiracy theory mobilization
conspiracy
program.
Theory. Exactly. And then they have a good chuckle to themselves over lunch.
So part of our CTMP program. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices down, futures up. The Dow gets underway at 11,346. The S&P opens at 1,213. The NASDAQ at 2,562. Later this hour, we're going to hear a unique view of the Atlantic Ocean, the most mysterious of the natural wonders in the world. Author and explorer Simon Winchester will be with us. What's your connection to the Atlantic Ocean? Do you go down to the sea in ships? Do you go down just to look? Or do you run away from the beach? What is it in your imagination about the Atlantic Ocean? Go to our website, takeaway.org.